Hello, my name is Kenny B, and you are listening to the Forest Cast. We will be talking to members of Forest Park Conservancy, and we'll be talking about their experiences in the Conservancy and how they take care of Forest Park and Markham Nature Park. Forest Park is the second biggest urban forest in the U.S., and is a couple times bigger than Central Park in New York City. The Conservancy has also combined powers with Friends of Markham Nature Park to help take care of Forest Park as well as Markham Nature Park. And today I will be speaking with the Stewardship Director, Zach Peel, and I will also be talking to an intern provided through POIC or Roots of Change, Alex Elliott. Stay tuned.
Hello, my name is Zach Peel. I am the Stewardship Director with Forest Park Conservancy, and Forest Park Conservancy is the leading community-managed nonprofit that stewards and protects Forest Park and Markham Nature Park here in Portland.
And since you are the Stewardship Director, what does stewardship mean to you specifically?
I don't know. Sorry. I'm laughing because I get this question all the time. I feel like it's a common joke to not exactly know how to describe your job to your friends or your family in general. But I think that stewardship is kind of this interesting catch-all that, you know, I think the first role at Forest Park Conservancy was apparently a stewardship director. That's what I've been told many, many times. And it is interesting because it is sort of a catch-all for this mishmash of community liaison programs and community engagement, coordination. But I think that stewardship to me is really this, fundamentally, it's a way for finding a link between members of a community and problem solving. Like there is, you know, on at the end of the day, a lot of the work that we do is not funded. It is not something that we currently have the resources for. It's not something that we know how to fix necessarily. There's problems in basically every possible aspect of society right now. And there are stewardship directors that are working really hard, stewardship staff that are working really hard to coordinate with community members to find ways creatively come up with a way to manage those problems in a way that does the most good with the least harm and with the most effective use of resources they possibly can manage. And so for me, it's interesting because it's a work of finding the skills and the people who care and the passion and trying to creatively come up with a solution to a problem that can be seen as intractable and solving it in some capacity, or making it at least navigable for people as much as possible. And so stewardship is really it's a way to both engage people and to kind of democratize the process of how we do community work, how we do public work. And it is a way for us to, I think, move forward. And my role is making sure that, I mean, the way I've always seen this is that it's about getting out of the way or not being the center of attention. I love to joke about the fact that I'm a Leo and I love to be the center of attention. But I really think that my work is more about finding a way to give people the means to do that work, to really empower them to take on the leadership of this space. You know, it's just not possible. I mean, from a geographic perspective and a need perspective, it isn't possible for us as both members of this community, Forest Park Conservancy as members of this community, and the city as members of this community to do this work. It would be impossible to hike the trails multiple times a year after every single inclement weather, any storm that comes through, and report on them in a timely manner. We would not be able to communicate with the public those health concerns without volunteers, without the community coming together to allow us to do that work and to do it efficiently. It just would not be possible. And I think the same thing is true of any of the types of stewardship that have happened. If you read the guiding documents for Forest Park, the management plan for Forest Park, it's pretty clear that our city has a healthy understanding of volunteer engagement and of the need for volunteer engagement regarding solutions. You know, there's a lot of criticism that I think comes along with a lack of funding that I think can be thrown around. But I also think it's just, we live within our means. We try as best we can to make the world a better place with what we have. And I think that the goal of stewardship is engaging people where they are to empower them to do the most good for the most people as you possibly can. And doing that in an equitable way, in a way that understands what public goods and public resources are and who they theoretically are supposed to serve. I think that's the role of stewardship.
That is a really good organization to have for the community. And what has your experience been working with the volunteers?
When I originally started with Forest Park Conservancy, we have a number of programs. They've changed over the years, but initially, you know, I came on previously as a community organizer. I moved here originally from New York, but I'm actually from Texas, so I moved here by way of New York. And I feel like my parents often tell me that I don't sound like a Texan anymore, and that I've gone through a culture shift in the last decade of being a Portlander, which I personally welcome. I'm not sure that they do. But I think to get to your question about the types of programs that we have, we started off as an organization that really managed the trails and worked directly with the community to educate and engage those participants that go out and hike and walk, use the trails for biking and equestrian purposes. And we've been around for a number of years. Obviously, we got our start before Forest Park as a park existed. And really beginning in the 90s, we started working much more to steward the single track trails and make sure that we could help manage some of the invasive species in the park and in the surrounding areas. So right now we currently manage about 120 different volunteer experiences in any given year. And we have about 2,000 volunteers that come out and contribute about 8,400 hours worth of labor in order to make sure that that work gets done and that the trails are safe and that the forest is healthy. And we work directly with Portland Parks and Rec in order to make sure that that happens.
Just to clarify, you work with Portland Parks and Rec and not for...
That is correct. Yeah, we are, in fact, a nonprofit that directly works with the managers of Forest Park, which is the city of Portland. So we have a very good relationship, a great working relationship with Portland Parks and Recreation, but I work for the nonprofit that helps to manage and guide the process of the basic and some of the many of the focused trail work projects in Forest Park and in Markham Nature Park. So we have a team of about 5 to 7 people in any given season, and we work to make sure that the forest keeps working and that people can get access to the trails and that, you know, we can protect people as they experience the urban forest that we have that no one else really has in the country.
That is a really good way to put it down. And how did you get connected to the Forest Park Conservancy?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I started working in community organizing about 2012, 2011. And I had bounced around for a number of years working for different campaigns, different organizations. And I moved to Portland for a campaign. And I'm originally from Texas, as I said, and I felt immediately, you know, having kind of grown up in Dallas and Austin specifically, I think I immediately fell in love with Portland. It made me feel like home in a lot of ways. And after my campaigns ended in 2016, I started looking around for things that I felt passionate about, and I love hiking. I'm a backpacker. There was a position that came open for a stewardship coordinator actually at Forest Park, and I applied and I got lucky enough to get hired. And since then I've been working in lead stewardship liaison for the organization since 2017. So that's how I got started. You know, I enjoyed engaging with the public. I love talking to people. I guess that's a hangover from my experience as being a Texan, is we love to talk to people and meet people. And I think coming to Portland, I think there's a lot of people we care about the city. People care about investing time and energy in their community, and it's really beautiful. And I think I've just had no desire really to leave. I just want, every day is kind of a new experience of a new member of the community wanting to participate and cultivate a healthier space for people to, I don't know, publicly engage in something that's shared. It's quite magical, honestly, not just physically, but in a social way as well.
How has Forest Park Conservancy grown since you first started, as comparing to right now?
Oh, yeah, that's a great question. I, you know, it's interesting that we've, you know, we've had staffing changes and we've had program changes over time. In the last few years, you know, we've gone from being the organization that really is tasked with managing the basic trail maintenance and trail care season over season, which I always equate to kind of, it's kind of like the Golden Gate Bridge with painting, where you start painting it and then the minute you're finished painting it, you have to start painting it again. That's kind of like trail work in Forest Park. It's never ending. And, you know, I mean, it keeps us working, keeps us busy, and it keeps me definitely not bored ever. But in the last few years, we've changed the scope of the needs of our work and what our volunteers need to do in order to make sure that the trails are cared for. So, you know, most recently, we've really expanded the education aspects of our work. We've had a Discovery Hikes program where we lead volunteers on the trails or in experiences that can vary quite a bit. You know, it's everything from basket weaving to various kinds of mindfulness practices, whether that's forest bathing or yoga. We've had a number of birding and flower walks, lichen hikes, and I think in more recent years, we've really tried to expand the scope of what is nature education and what we can offer by partnering with the city and community partners to engage the public beyond the basic trail care and trail maintenance. And that's partially because we see it's such a large entity that really cannot be stewarded by the current levels of staffing, capacity, funding, both by our staff and by the city. It requires the community coming out. It requires people being engaged. It's 5,200 acres for anyone who doesn't know that. And I'm saying it right now, it's 5,200 acres. It's a little over 47 miles of soft surface trail. It takes days for individuals to just hike the trails individually to be able to understand what's going on them. And that means that we've had to engage the community to make sure that we can educate the public about the various problems regarding climate change, risks of wildfire, the...
You are listening to the Forest Cast on KBOO.FM. My name is Kenny B, and we are talking to members of Forest Park Conservancy, specifically the stewardship director, Zach Peel, and intern, Alex Elliott. Hope you get to enjoy the rest of what you're hearing.
Influences of invasive species that have come to dominate some of the sections of the forest. And in addition to that, we've also had to work to create new programs that go out and really check the trails for any kind of hazards. So we have a program that the volunteers go and hike the trails and report back on the health of the trails immediately following any kind of inclement weather. So, you know, I like to think of us as having like a lot of extroverted and introverted volunteers, and those extroverted volunteers lead hikes. They educate people at trailheads. They make sure people are safe when they're wayfinding and allowing them to find more educational resources. And then there's more introverted individuals who they go out and they hike the trails. They report back on the trails. And they also, you know, do independent work. There's independent volunteers who we work with the city in order to make sure that those individuals can consistently contribute and are out there today. There are people right now currently doing trail work in order to make sure that the trails are safe, because it takes literally a village.
That village can build quite a lot, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to quantify. I'm always impressed by our volunteers. I'm always impressed by people. I think that, especially right now, I spend a lot of time. I mean, I think that the world can be very dark, and I think there's a lot of negatives in the world, and I think it can dominate a lot of the ways that we see each other, see others, how we live our lives. And I think that has just never been true whenever I've gone into the forest. I am not a morning person. I like to joke about how I hate mornings and I don't like getting up. I'm not that person. But it takes a lot of coffee, it takes a lot of like willpower. But I've never regretted being in the forest. I've never regretted getting up at 6 a.m. or 5 a.m. in order to go out and lead people or even participate and support other leaders. Because aside from the fact that there's a point where all of the stuff that's happening in society, it kind of falls away and you start to remember the things that are like pretty intuitive about being a human, about participating in like a natural space, and about talking to other people and having relationships with other people that are genuine. That happens when you're moving dirt or you're pulling ivy or you're pulling blackberry from the ground. There's something that is, you're focused on a task. You have to kind of communicate with new people and see the beauty that they offer to our community. And it is beautiful. It reminds you that there's like, there's hope in the world. There's a lot of good people that want to do good things. And Portlanders love to do good things. There's a reason I have never had the desire to leave Portland. It's because people here, they show up, and it just has, I've never been let down by the Portland community.
And if our listeners wanted to get more information about how to volunteer, where could they do that?
Yeah, well, forestparkconservancy.org is our website. There's a, I think it's forestparkconservancy.org/event calendar. I want to confirm that, but it's definitely our event calendar. It lists off. So if you go to the website, you can see all of the events that are currently on the schedule. We're about to enter into the raking season, which is where we rake the trails of Forest Park. And the raking is necessary because leaves fall. There's a lot of maples that drop really large leaves all on the trails. Obviously, there's alders too. There's a number of contributors to the various leaf matter all over the trails. But we go through, we rake all the trails to remove that organic matter to make sure that the trails are, one, that they're not slick. That's a thing that happens. I think that people kind of forget when you're hiking. You remember it when you're falling. You always remember that things are slick when you're falling. But we are removing those leaves so that they don't hold water and moisture and sit on the trails, and it causes the trails to degrade and break down, especially during the winter seasons when we have more inclement weather. So there's a lot of raking to be done. We are going to rake probably a 50 to 55 miles of trails in Forest Park and Markham Nature Park. And that by itself will take 300 volunteers over 2 months of time. So you do that math, what that looks like. But there's also, you know, I think we'll be having a number of volunteer lead trainings regarding crew leadership, where we'll train individuals to lead other volunteers in the forest. And then we'll have a couple of trainings regarding independent volunteering, so that if you're more of an introvert, you can take over a little slice of the forest and kind of adopt it and help manage it and steward it through the winter season. We'll have more that'll change pretty, you know, we go through seasons. So if that isn't something that you're interested in personally, if you're not in love with a rake, then you're able to come back out in, you know, the early part of next year. We start to do more restoration work, and then we'll, you know, start to get into our planting and trail maintenance season before getting into our brushing season, which is where we cut back the excess growth on the trails to make sure that they are passable and safe.
All right. Thank you very much for coming down to the station today to talk about this.
Yeah. Thank you for having me.
And I hope all of our listeners took something away from your experience.
Yeah, I hope so too. I hope so too. I hope I could help.
I am now here with an intern from Forest Park Conservancy, and his name is Alex, and he's going to give us his experience being an intern with Forest Park.
Hey, my name is Alex, and I've been an intern at Forest Park Conservancy since early June this year. We're a nonprofit, and we advocate protecting, restoring, inspiring others to do the same for Forest Park as well as Markham Nature Park. There's a lot of ways they protect the forest. They preserve the parks by maintaining the trails and wildlife through work parties, which restore the trail's ecosystem. And they inspire others by teaching them how to do the same. We work alongside Portland Parks and Recreation, as well as Trail Keepers of Oregon, among other organizations. While Portland Parks and Rec owns these parks, we do not receive funding from them. It mostly comes from the individuals, as well as corporate donations and grants. We have about 2,000 volunteers every year, and they help maintain the parks.
Was that better? And how did you get connected to this internship?
I was taking a break from college and wanted to apply for internships that were different from when I was working or studying. Up to then, I'd been working tech jobs and getting a bachelor's in computer science. My job manager sent me an email for internships outdoors, which I had wanted to try out for a while. Interested in the idea, I filled out the form for the program Roots of Change, formerly Project Zero. It was a program that offered green jobs for young adults. It was led by the nonprofit organization POIC. They connect youth and young adults with professional opportunities. And after I applied, I did an online orientation on what the internship would be like. Then, POIC looked over our forms to see which candidates would be accepted. After I got in, it was arranged for me to do an internship with all the orgs that looked to match with us. To start, we arrived at the PCC Cascade campus, where POIC hosted the interviews. And after providing us food and giving us a talk, we were matched with all the orgs, and we were going to different tables across the campus. Each interview lasted about 15 minutes for all the six tables. I remember being at the Forest Park Conservancy table and being interviewed by Zach, the stewardship coordinator, and Chi, the operations director. When I was hearing them talk, I felt like they could really sense their passion about the parks. And I felt like the environment they wanted to create on work parties was one that was welcoming, where folks were encouraged to have a good time. I was interested in how they mainly receive funding from people and corporations rather than the city itself. After I finished interviewing with the other tables, the organizations voted on their favorite candidates, and me and the participants voted for our favorite organizations, and they matched us with what was most ideal. That was when I got matched with Forest Park Conservancy and began shortly after. My internship has involved a lot of things, from outreach, leading volunteers in the forest, handling additional tasks related to the organization, but it's been very welcoming and fulfilling. For my position, some aspects of outreach involve signing people up for newsletters, doing tabling events, creating advertising, and collaborating with other organizations, such as the Sparrowhawk Plant Sale. There are a few ways folks can sign up for a newsletter. One is asking us when they volunteer. My coworkers also advertise the newsletter sometimes on trailheads, usually with tables. When people visit our website, forestparkconservancy.org, there's an option to also sign up for a newsletter on the front page. When you do tabling, people who visit can sign in using a form. Other aspects of tabling include providing info about our organization and handing out or doing raffles for our merch. Recent events that I've helped collaborate with are the Standard Expo downtown at Pioneer Square, Geek Week at Director's Park. We also did a celebration at Skyland Tavern recently near Skyland Boulevard. On top of this, I've also helped create advertising for the org. We have yearly nature education events, which Zach briefly talked about, which are free classes that are hosted by the public, such as yoga, ivy basket weaving, and herb walks. I helped create and print flyers that are displayed in different parts of Portland advertising these events. This involved what the events were and a QR code to sign up. I have also helped collaborate with other organizations to spread the word about Forest Park Conservancy. Most recently, I helped run the Sparrowhawk Native Plant Sale, where people ordered plants online, then picked them up at the Montgomery parking lot. We had a donation booth, which allowed folks to buy tools for us, and we also had sold pastries, with a portion of the proceeds going to us. We've also collaborated recently with Portland Fruit Tree Project, an org that tries to pick fruits from trees and just generally help maintain fruit trees around Portland. Collaborating with orgs gives us a lot more outreach so others can learn more about our organization. Another aspect of my intern has been online tasks, which has kept things organized for us and are integral to connecting with our volunteers and donors. I stay up to date with emails and calendar events and message out coworkers if I have questions or confusion. I also help create the events volunteers see when they visit our website, and I add volunteers to our online database after our work parties who didn't sign up online. I also send out thank you emails to the volunteers and add folks who signed up on our newsletter. I work on different aspects of the parks, depending on the season. For the summer, I've brushed, where we widen trails when vegetation takes over. For fall, I've done ivy pulling, which is harmful to the plants if left to grow, and benching, where we flatten trails to provide more walking space and water flow. There's other maintenance that is done in other seasons, but my intern will be over before I do these. Before I go, I'll do raking, which prevents wet leaves from creating mud and degrading trails.
What were your experiences with Forest Park before the internship?
My experiences with Forest Park were actually pretty limited. I had briefly gone over to Laura McQuay neighborhood, which I had only gone a few times in the past. And I started hiking a bit in Forest Park just to kind of get a sense of what it was like. What I found was that it was really big and it had a lot going on with it. And I just was not expecting this from a park. A lot of people say they're surprised in the same way where they feel like it's going to be some sort of like, you know, playground slide sort of park, but it ends up being kind of this big, like this big forest. I think a lot of people don't understand that until they go into the forest itself. So I would say very briefly before starting, I had done the hiking, but before then I had an understanding that it was a very huge park and that it almost felt kind of cryptic and confusing because I didn't really know how to enter it until more recently. So I think maybe it was kind of like daunting for me to try to explore it. But ever since doing these work parties, I've been more and more comfortable going around Forest Park and really just appreciating all of the different variety of every single part of the terrain.
That was the Forest Cast that you were listening to on KBOO.FM. My name is Kenny B, and I hope you enjoyed the stories you heard today. as well as how Forest Park and Markham Nature Park are taken care of by the community. Have a great day today, and thank you again for taking a listen to this.